This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:39 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Hezril and Kelvin. And we're now talking about governments using influencers for outreach. This is happening in Indonesia, where the government there has spent 6.1 million US dollars or 90.4 billion rupiahs on influencers since 2017. The story comes from the Jakarta Post, and the amount was revealed by ICW, or the Indonesia Corruption Watch, an anti-graft watchdog.
Yep, President Joko Widodo, or Jokowi's government, has spent that amount since 2017. The watchdog discovered this in some 40 procurement packages, where it contained the words influencers or key opinion leaders. The Tourism and Creative Ministry, for example, led the pack with 22 such packages, costing an amount of 5.2 million US dollars, with the Education and Culture Ministry coming in second with around 110,000.
So on the surface, this could be brushed off as frivolous spending, but human rights NGOs in Indonesia are taking this rather seriously. They're demanding that the government be more transparent in these partnerships with influencers, and this is because this method to promote policies could be misused to sway public opinion on problematic issues. One other chief concern was basically that some influencers spread misinformation and spoke beyond their capacity.
Yeah, this seems to be an old problem now brought new. In the past, it was really an issue with bloggers as well as YouTube product reviewers. And now I think even with Instagram influencers as well, because you don't always, or you don't necessarily know whether the products that they're reviewing or promoting, if they have any sort of clout, or if they're being paid to sell it, right? Because they don't have to reveal them if they don't want to, which makes it difficult and which makes it a less transparent process. Because does this thing actually work, and how true are the things you're saying? Because if you're paid for it, they might be influenced by money, and if you don't know that, how can you make a clear and proper judgment?
Yeah, and I think there could be this perception, right, that whoever, you know, if it's a celebrity, it's an influencer you trust, will their words be perceived to be sort of guaranteeing these consequences, whether, especially if they're rather serious jobs, like job policy creations, which was actually an issue in Indonesia, and it's related to influencers and the government. And when it comes to livelihoods and finances, then it could be very controversial. So it is, I think, you know, a lot of things coming. There's transparency, there's legitimacy and trust. So with that, you can let us know what you think of governments in general using influencers. Do you think, you know, this is a good thing, or should it be done away with? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we're going to speak with Hafiz Noor, who's a research executive over at KRA Group in Indonesia, to get his insights about what's going on there. So do stay tuned for that. Keep it here on BFM 89.9.
Break from mediocrity. BFM 89.9.
It is 6:44 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Hezril and Kelvin, and we're looking at governments using influencers. This comes as in Indonesia, the government spent 6.1 million US dollars on influencers since 2017. So to talk about, you know, what this means, what effects it could have on government policies and messaging, we're going to speak to Hafiz Noor, research executive over at KRA Group. Hafiz, it's good to have you with us.
Yes, hi, Kelvin and Hezril. Good evening from Jakarta.
So has the government's use of digital influencers been seen or felt in Indonesia in obvious ways, or has it been more subtle?
Yes, the government's use of the so-called influencers has been seen in obvious means. And of course, there are various examples of the involvement of influencers in our political sphere.
And can you recall any such campaigns and examples that you might be aware of?
Yes, the recent example would be when President Joko Widodo invited fellow influencers to the State Palace to help the government spread key messages on COVID-19 health protocols, or the involvement of influencers to ask the public to support the controversial omnibus bill as means to tackle unemployment issues.
What kind of ethical issues with key opinion leaders and influencers will that have with them aligning themselves with government campaigns?
Well, of course, there are ethical issues when calls and influencers are leaning towards the government. Both calls and influencers who are previously impartial are now part of the government. Both parties are paid to do their job and get their things done, supposedly without critically questioning the state agenda. And their followers, who I suppose some of them do not question the influencer's role, might follow their sayings on social media.
NGOs in Indonesia have said that this partnership raises concerns about using this to sway public opinion on issues that might be controversial. How could this happen in your understanding?
Yes, this is an acute problem, to be honest, in Indonesia, where people might not question the reason behind certain actions or issues that might be controversial. This is where the ethical issues need to be questioned from the public. And this is very acute, to be honest, because our critical mindset has not truly on the ground, and this is questionable up until now.
Right. And so far with what's happening politically there, how much influence do these KOLs have? Are they taking a larger and more active role in politics?
In the recent political agenda, yes, they did. The government believed that it is a shortcut measure to ease the government's task in delivering key messages for the benefit of the public, and the Jokowi's government is eyeing on this millennial segment to be influenced by these influencers or artists. That is why it is seen as an official line between the palace and the influencers.
In terms of government spending, is engaging with influencers a fiscally prudent strategy?
I think it depends on the effectiveness of the strategy. The budget is plentiful, around 90 billion rupiah, and is inviting influencers to disseminate message effective on the ground? Or is there any index that assess whether their job is done successfully or not? These questions have not answered, nor the attention of our discussion. We must also see government's reaction when it comes to the issue. Sometimes they try to deny the suspicion, and therefore, the spending on the note is something that is still questionable.
Right, and actually on that note, we did see the number of procurements for digital campaigns with influencers decrease each year since 2017. Could this be a sign, in your opinion, that the strategy just isn't successful?
I obviously don't think it is effective to spread such messages to the public. On certain cases, the role of influencers is questionable when they help the government's mistaken idea. I had this example where there were few influencers who posted their support on the use of eucalyptus necklace to halt COVID-19 spread, which was the idea from our agriculture minister. This could raise misunderstanding on the best COVID-19 medicine.
And so all of this seems to be part of a larger effort to capitalize on social media and tech to engage with younger audiences. And I think young is a key word here. Have you seen the government's efforts translate to any meaningful success?
Yes, at first, I also think this is a sign of President Jokowi's populism, as he is part of the ordinary people or millennial segment who some of them often watch the activities of these influencers. However, the government method to invite influencers is not seen as meaningful. We have not seen real outputs from the role of influencers on the ground. In fact, each ministry or institutions have their own media relations, which I believe its work is to disseminate message for the public. I think maximizing state institutions is important now to show that the government has a strong state capacity.
Right. One last question before you go, Hafiz. And I think this is coming from one of our listeners, Vicky, who essentially cites the use of cyber troopers locally, be it with Dato' Sri Najib Razak's camp or Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad's camp. Are cyber troopers equivalent to influencers in Indonesia?
We often use this term buzzers. It is very influential in our social media. However, this has raised public criticisms on Twitter. They keep spreading this hashtag which support Jokowi's government, and those who oppose also react with the same measures to tackle this hashtag. So these buzzers, they get these negative sentiments coming from the impartial public, and public were very disappointed by the state measures to deploy online buzzers.
With that, Hafiz, thanks so much for those insights.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You just heard Hafiz Noor, research executive at KRA Group, commenting on President Joko Widodo's government spending $6 million on engaging influencers for government campaigns. On that note, you can let us know if you think that's a good move in general, or should governments stay away from using influencers. You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. We're now headed to some music. We've got Tame Impala with Feels Like We Only Go Backwards. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.